Holistic healthcare, homeopathy, naturopathy, acupuncture, hypnotherapy, and other alternative forms of healthcare for overall vitality and well-being. From the Renaissance Health Center in Las Vegas, it's the Healing the Whole Body podcast. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Manji, and this is Healing the Whole Body podcast. And our very first guest is an acupuncture practitioner at Renaissance Health Center, Renee Haldeman. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you doing, Heather?
Great. It's the end of a hump day. I feel like that's super loaded in so many ways. And thank you for coming on very last minute notice. We're throwing this together because Dr. Pfau, who started Renaissance Health Center, really wants to educate the masses about holistic healthcare and about healing the whole body and all of the different modalities we can do that. And he's spent over the last 30 years growing Renaissance Health Center. And Renee, when did you join and become a practitioner at the office?
At this office, I have been here for about a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was actually a patient of Dr. Pfau's almost 2 decades ago.
So, no way.
Yes.
With acupuncture or homeopathy?
Both.
Okay.
Both. They were life changers for me. When at the time, I had a two and a half year old daughter who was sick. She was very sick all the time. Basically, when she turned a year old, she began becoming sick. I think once we introduced table foods to her, she had, I remember this one night right around her first birthday, she had this, I call it a barforama, for lack of a better term. So she threw up like every 10 minutes from midnight till 9 a.m. And it was from that point on, she just became more and more sick. And we'd take her to the doctor and go through the whole normal path of trying to get her well. They kept on treating her with antibiotics, nebulizing treatment because she would always have bronchial issues. And after a year and a half of, you know, being okay for 2 weeks, they would start her back on the nebulizing treatment and the antibiotics over and over again. Mm-hmm. She'd probably have, out of a 3-month cycle, 2 good weeks and then start all over again with double antibiotics, nebulizing treatments. I was not happy after that year and a half period of time, not seeing any end in sight. Mm. And so what we women do, we talk to each other and try to find solutions. And I was talking to a couple of friends actually at different times, and they were, well, have you ever tried alternative medicine? And I was like, I don't even know what that is. I was raised and we were focused on a lot of nutritional things when I was growing up, but always either don't go to the doctor or, Western medicine. And so after a year and a half, when she was 2.5 years old, I finally was like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I came to see Dr. Pfau. And basically he did one round of laser acupuncture on her abdomen and gave her a homeopathic remedy. And from that time forward, she never needed another nebulizing treatment or another antibiotic. And I was like, okay, I'm converted. Mm-hmm. Now let's get me some help, because there was a lot of trepidation around that time in my own personal health too. So, which is a whole nother story that I can share. But anyway, yeah, that's how I got introduced to alternative medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture. And, you know, from that point, I became very passionate about Chinese medicine, homeopathy, did all I could to learn about it, and then ended up going to school.
That's
awesome. To become a practitioner. So, yeah.
At what age did you go to school? If you don't mind me asking you.
Not at all. No, not at all. Absolutely. So I'm 46 right now. I have 5 kids. I never imagined myself here doing this, but I absolutely love it. I'm absolutely passionate about it. I started going back to school when my youngest child turned 1 year old. I went to college when I was a young adult, but I changed my major 4 times. I kind of had this stupor of thought. I could not figure out what I wanted to do for my major. So I got my associate's degree and I said, you know what, I'm going to focus on having my kids. And so I, just 2 months before I had my first child, I finished my associate's degree, then put that on the shelf for a decade. Then once my youngest child was a year old, about 10 years later, my mind kind of busted open. Like I really knew that I wanted to study the family sciences, marriage and family studies is my bachelor's, my undergrad. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, heaven sent. I really learned a lot about, you know, psycho-emotional needs, mental health, a lot of growing in my own relationships. And because of my experience here with Dr. Pfau, when I first started getting treatment through that decade of having children, after my second one came here, every problem I had was solved through homeopathy and acupuncture. So I didn't have any need to look anywhere else. I did contemplate studying to become a licensed marriage and family therapist, but I because of my own experience in alternative medicine, I knew that this approach would be much more effective and more familiar with me and because of my journey. So, Yeah, I was 35 when I started my second half of my undergrad. And then when I was 39, maybe 40, 39, somewhere around there, I started my master's program. So Master's of Science in Oriental Medicine, very focused on acupuncture. And in my scope of practice, we do have homeopathy as one of the modalities, but we didn't have very many classes on that. Obviously, it's more of an elective form. It's not traditional Chinese medicine. So I actually am now going through a professional program to study homeopathy. And awesome. It's a slower pace, but I'm super excited to be able to add that to my artillery.
That is fabulous. And I'm sure you're learning a lot through Dr. Pfau. And I got to see you Absolutely. In action with your dad. And that was really fun because, you know, Dr. Pfau is my dad. So to see that dynamic Yes. is awesome. And my dad actually got into homeopathy because I had psoriasis when I was a kid. So I am that child that you read in his bio when he was in medical school. He's like, nothing's working. But yet they found a homeopath in Kansas City, Missouri, and with one homeopathic remedy, my psoriasis went away and stayed away. So alternative medicine is absolutely powerful, and it's something that we are not utilizing as much as we could be as a first resort. And a lot of times, are you finding people are coming to you guys as a last resort because traditional medicine isn't working? And what are you seeing?
It's unfortunate, but that is the case. It is very unfortunate. I a lot of times I'll tell my patients that this medicine in my mind is very much a first line, absolutely prophylaxis. I a lot of times I describe it as, you know how you go to the dental office and the hygienist scrapes off the plaque before it becomes a big cavity? That's what this medicine does. We see what needs to be treated before a major problem mm-hmm. can develop. And so absolutely is this a first line. Any of your young kids that you're seeing behavioral issues, eating pattern problems, sleep, insomnia is a huge, this is another thing I tell a lot of my patients, you know, eat, sleep, poop. It doesn't change from when you're a little teeny baby to an older, you know, about to sail off in the sunset. Those three things are super important. If there's a problem with your appetite, if it's too much or too little, if you aren't sleeping enough or sleeping too much, if your digestive system isn't running well, you're either having diarrhea or constipation, like those are all easy first line notifications to the self that something has got to change.
Right. You're out of balance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I find that a lot of people are not in tune with their bodies and they're not paying attention to those things. And I mean, obviously, I've been hyper aware because I've grown up with a holistic practitioner for a dad. And so our diet was always important. I was always consciously aware of how my body was and it was I imbalanced or not. And I got to experience hundreds, probably thousands of acupuncture treatments because my dad takes acupuncture needles everywhere we go, even on family vacations, and we'll pull them out. And I've got a needle phobia. And I'm telling you guys, it is worth doing acupuncture because regardless of that there's needles going in you, with I think one of the very first things I always notice is that my sleep patterns are so much more balanced and I get more into a natural circadian rhythm when I do acupuncture, and that's not even what I'm getting acupuncture for. And so with alternative medicine, there's such wonderful side effects to it. And what are you seeing in your practice?
So I, just like you said, many, many patients of mine are coming in for a variety of reasons, but a lot of them stress. That's first line. The first thing you see when you're walking through, when a patient is walking through a practitioner's door is either stress or dehydration. So you've got those two things. And, we do blood work here many times as well. And when we're treating our patients, trying to find out, okay, where are your cortisol levels? Like what does your internal picture look like? A lot of the times after a series of acupuncture, their cortisol levels are completely leveled. And there was one particular patient that I recall, she had a tremendously stressful circumstance in which she lost her husband at, this was when her son was 7 years old. Fast forward, the same son, and him being exposed to the death and everything like that. Then that same son passed away as a teenager, and she just was absolutely distraught. Everything was completely obliterated as far as her family is concerned. And then she goes through the loss of her son, and she was almost like she was detached from her body. You know, we've heard that story of, you know, those people who sleep and then they feel like they are dreaming and they are seeing their body from mm-hmm. outside. In Chinese medicine, we call that hun, or that's the spirit. And so she felt like she was living in that state constantly. So after treating her with acupuncture, the technique that I do is extremely effective for mental, emotional health and trying to grasp the spirit of each organ system, which is a little bit of an in-depth and kind of a different topic. But after we were able to balance the spirit of the organs that were out of balance, her cortisol levels completely stabilized, which was extremely, extremely rewarding as a practitioner to see that she was on a path of you know, healing. It's so rewarding to see that.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So this is so fascinating. I love holistic medicine because it really is a form of energy work, wouldn't you call it?
And it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about the spirit of the organ, how does that relate to the chi?
Okay, so each organ system in the body has a particular spirit. It has a name for each spirit. The liver has hun, the kidney has zhur, the spleen has yi. Each one has and that's exactly the spirit is qi.
Okay.
So this is how I love to explain it. So it's like a candlestick mm-hmm. and a flame. So the candlestick is the yin or the substance. It would be the actual organ. And then the qi is the flame on top or the energy that moves the organ system. So that is a very simplistic way to describe the yin and the yang balance. The qi is the yang. It's more masculine. It's fast moving. It's daylight. It's summertime. It's that's more yang. And then yin is more feminine. It's dark. It's wintertime. It's sleeping is yin. Blood substance is yin. In yang, it's the motion or the energy that moves the blood through the body. Mm-hmm. So our bodies are very, very yin-yang centered and focused. And you, if one's out of balance, then the other either wanes or overacts. And so it really is about finding a complete balance between these two very key systems. Energies. Within the body.
Okay, so I had a question. So we understand that. And then what exactly are you doing with the needles then? And how is that different from acupressure?
Okay. It actually isn't too much different from acupressure at all. Acupressure is actually just pushing on the points that we would coordinate with acupuncture points. So there is absolutely, the difference is the depth and the ability for the body to have a greater response in that energetic force that comes through the acupuncture needle. And so it's not only the energy from the atmosphere around you, but it's the energy that we're, it's kind of like, I explain it like you put your finger on the stove and it burns. And so you have this response and then your body sends in all of the healing mechanisms so that that burn site will stop hurting. It will send the water there, the moisture there to help to heal the skin. So all of those same mechanisms is like what acupuncture does. And so we have a whole, several different pathways in the bodies. They're called meridians, and they each are in line with an organ system. And those pathways are very, very much like a highway or freeway. When you are on that freeway driving in your car and all of a sudden you come to this huge pileup, there's a whole bunch of cars that are blocking traffic. There's no traffic that's going to be able to get through unless those broken down cars are pulled out and taken out of that area.
So it's like a stagnation.
So then the traffic, exactly. That's a stagnation. It's stuck energy or chi that's unable to go through. And there are a variety of things that cause that stagnation or that blockage. And it's, you know, it could be environmental, the season changing. It could be toxic. When we are exposed to different substances that are unfamiliar to the body, whether intake of food, or it could be a cleaning product or anything like that. Those can disturb the natural energy flow. It could be relational, emotional, like a lot of patients, many of my patients, my actually favorite patients come in with a tremendous trouble emotionally, traumatic experiences that they didn't know that was causing that right shoulder to be become frozen. So it's just very, everything is important in our life, and we cannot take things too lightly. Obviously, living and loving and trying to be optimistic and trying to overcome the difficulties that we face, you can only control so many things in life. And so trying to do your best to create a stable state is key, which is actually my very favorite quote. It's a traditional Chinese proverb. It says, seven parts nurture, three parts treatment. And a lot of what we do for our body, 70% is what this Chinese proverb is indicating, is we have control over that. Mm-hmm. So with two things that we provide for our body is yin and yang. So the yin is food, nutrition, and then the yang is breath. And that both of those things are key in order to create a stable state. So that's why it's so important to exercise. That's why it's so important to be wise with our food choices. And so those two things help to create a stable state. And then if we're still having problems, if you know, the season changes and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, my lower back is out, or wow, I keep on getting these headaches hormonally, or, you know, whatever the case may be, those bits that you are unable to care for yourself, then that's when you get the treatment. And the goal is not to, you know, we love our patients, but we prefer that they don't have to come in. So that's the goal, is to set people free and help them to find their vitality in their life. And that's what Chinese medicine is all about.
Let's talk about Chinese.
Vitality.
So Chinese medicine, let's just go back. How long has it been practiced?
Thousands of years on record, if I'm not mistaken, it's between 2,000 and 3,000 years. But the thing that I find very fascinating, there's a was a caveman found in the Austrian Alps. His name is Ötzi, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, it was 5,000-year-old, you know,
mummy
body preserved in ice. And he was so well preserved that they were able to see that he had tattoos on his body in different places and locations. And those tattoos were found to be to coordinate with traditional Chinese acupuncture points. And so we don't know. I mean, that
right.
5,000 years.
Exactly. And let's just talk about just the medical system and how long has that been in action? Over 150 years?
Yeah.
If that. And it's so funny how we'll trust a really brand new baby system to something that's been practiced anciently throughout the world that has proven results. Why is it still so successful? And why are we discounting it?
Yeah. The beauty about the what we do now and the way we have developed and progressed within the medical system is that we now have the opportunity to prove. It's not just you know, by word of mouth or clinical. It's now we have the opportunity to prove what is going on in the body when we do perform acupuncture. And so the thank you technology, I love that we're advanced to the point where we now can see how effective this medicine really is. And I'm so excited about the future of the medicine here in this in this nation. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, yeah. And it seems like a lot of people are starting to open their eyes and see that there's other options, better options for them and their family.
Yeah. I think I think that's one blessing that came from COVID shutdown, besides it being my busy didactic year and I was able to be home with my kids, that we really had the opportunity to self-assess, to internalize and see what do I need to do to help myself? Because when you're faced with your own mortality in such a scary circumstance as that was, it really changes your idea on how to keep yourself healthy. And so people are really opening their eyes. And I really feel like, too, we've even got this younger generation, these ones that are older teenagers and younger 20s, too. They're really coming into this alternative medicine scene in with enthusiasm, which is extremely exciting because they're the ones that are going to be raising the next generation. Mm-hmm. So it's absolutely exciting. It's very, very hopeful.
How do we educate the masses and get the word out?
I think the best thing that we can do is really just talk about what we're doing. I mean, it's having that conversation, that same conversation that I had when I was, you know, 25, 20, whatever, 30 years old, trying to help my own children. We need to communicate with one another. We are our neighbors, our support system. We have family members. We are, you know, when we go to church, when we're at work, we can really talk about things and that are personal to us. Yes, it's not, you know, you don't go out there and just barf out every bit of information, but it's super important to communicate.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. We are going to be having many of our other practitioners at Renaissance Health Center come and join us and talk to us about their profession and passion in life and how they're helping people in alternative medicine. So thanks for joining us. Until next time.
This has been the Healing the Whole Body podcast from the Renaissance Health Center in Las Vegas. Visit us at iwholehealth.com. That's the letter I, wholehealth.com. Here's to a vibrant, healthy, productive life.
This has been a production from a podcast studio.